the Tampa market with the pro teams, this is an amazing era.
It is. You know, I feel bad for ownership and the fans. You know, it's almost like the whole pandemic. It's just really limited a lot of the fans and really the town to really embrace and enjoy everything. So, you know, hopefully with the, you know, with the Super Bowl coming early in February, maybe things shape up where more people can go. And who knows, maybe the Bucks make a run and they find themselves playing a home game potentially in the Super Bowl.
So I'm sure you got wind of what's going on right now with COVID, with the Raiders, with Trent Brown yes. on the list, and they sent all the offensive linemen home, at least the starting offensive linemen home. So we'll break down the game, but these situations come up every week. It's got to be a bizarro deal trying to prep for games when, you know, middle of the week, you're not sure you're even playing the game.
Well, I mean, listen, you know, it's not going to affect much for the Buccaneers as far as, you know, who's playing. I mean, anytime I start linemen's down, you know, that's a good thing for the other team. That's no doubt about it. I can only imagine Coach Gruden, you know, playing with him for 3 years and knowing him for a while. I can already read his lips and read his mind, what he's thinking with the whole situation. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, listen, it's nice for you guys to have all those linemen in place because that's a lot of weight. That's a lot of, you know, a lot of girth up front that I think would bode well versus this defensive front. But again, we'll see how this game shapes out, and hopefully they can, you know, get everything good to go for the weekend.
There is a possibility they're looking at right now, and it's, you know, we're still waiting to find out exactly, you know, how the contact tracing is going to work out and all that. But there is the possibility that the Raiders could be without all five starting offensive linemen all week, and then they play on Sunday. Like, how much disruption would that be to an offense to have the line not practice for a week?
You know what, man? In this day and age, there's just not a lot of contact and a lot of physicality going on in practice, you know, with the new rule changes and things. I'll be quite honest with you. You know, I wouldn't look into it too much. You know, for me, if I'm a guy like, you know, a veteran guy, I would definitely want the work to practice, you know, throughout the week. But at the same token, I mean, you know, I think it's just more of the, you know, the aspect of the details. You know, Gruden's a guy that wants to see things on film. He wants to see it on the field. He's got the wrinkles he's putting in for the Bucs defense. I promise you, you know, he's not going to walk in there ill-prepared like, you know, Coach LaFleur was in the Packers and not being able to pick up blitz brat packages and things of that nature. But you want to have the guys there, at least in a walkthrough, to go through those things. And I know that's got to hurt extremely for the team, because you know the Bucks aren't, you know, they're not coming in with simplicity. They're definitely bringing some things in that they're going to try to fool, not necessarily the quarterback, but the other guys up front. And if those linemen don't get to see those things and feel it, sometimes it's a little different when you're watching it on film and then actually, you know, kind of seeing it happen, you know, live bullets on the field.
Wow, this Bucks defense, 100-yard rusher in 22 games under Todd Bowles as the defensive coordinator. Explain to the Vegas audience why this Bucs defense is so good. Obviously, they've got a great coach in Bowles, but why have they turned into a powerhouse defense?
Yeah, you know, Coach Todd is definitely, he's a stud. I mean, he's the best in the business, and it shows up every week. I think one, you know, listen, every level right now is strong. You know, defensive linemen, even though they lost Vita Vea for the season, Steve McClendon is going to be a huge pickup for them as far as leadership and a guy that's still got a little juice in him. You know, Shaq Barrett, his sacks are down, but he's still getting his hits and getting to the quarterback with pressures. JPP's playing at a high level, and they don't lose much from those guys. So that's the number one, you know, that's an issue. And then to me, you know, and this is really, you know, I cover them, but it's not biased. I actually watched the defense first when I studied film with the Bucks, because their linebackers are some of the fastest striking linebackers I've seen in the NFL play together. So Devin White and Levante David may be the best combination in the NFL. You'll get a glimpse of them, obviously, if that game gets played, and you'll see the speed. You'll see, you know, the effort, and they rarely miss tackles. And the secondary has been the biggest part of why this defense has been successful. You know, Jason Light, the general manager, drafted multiple corners over the last three seasons, and now he's starting to reap the benefits of these guys, in particular Antonio Winfield Jr., the rookie from Minnesota, who is starting to play a little bit of that poor man's Jamal Adams role in Todd Bowles' defense. He's all over the field. You see DBs that can run with receivers. They turn to find the football. They make plays on the football. They had two picks versus versus Rodgers. They should have had four in the game, to be quite frank, with their performance. And they get mixed in the blitz. You know, they all tackle. They're all aggressive. It's really fun to watch. I mean, honestly, if there was a game that you would turn on, you probably would never turn, the game pass on to watch somebody play defense. It really is fun to watch the Buccaneers play defense.